www.thebeatmedia.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the green bats tumble.
Everyone all set? Cocked. Locked. Here we go. Your dial's set correctly to USAPrepares.com. We're broadcasting 2 hours daily from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. Studio A. Tom is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota, and there's a link to your instructors on the website, USAPrepares.com. So if you need to refresh your memory or revisit something that you've heard on the broadcast or share with friends and family, just click on USAPrepares.com. You can click on Listen to Vincent at GCN, and you'll be able to download or listen live. You can listen on your phone. You can listen on the internet, and you can listen on AM, FM radio stations throughout the country. So meet up Monday, Ziggy's, 5:30, Springfield, Missouri. Sam Bushman's going to be on stage. He's going to be doing a live teleseminar. We're going to talk about the media, how it works from the inside, and questions and answers. And if you'd like to know how to get through the call screener, he's going to teach you how to do that. He's going to teach you how to get right through the call screener and get live on the air the best way that he knows how to do it. He's been doing it for 20 years. So, astonishing information from my dear and trusted friend and veteran broadcaster, Sam Bushman. That's Monday at Ziggy's, 5:30. Now, last Monday, there were three of us on stage. Pastor Aaron Brummett. He was on stage, and he told us a little bit about his story. Then Dr. Judy Wood and I were all on stage. And that's where I got a chance to meet Pastor Aaron Brummett for the first time in person. We've talked on the phone several times prior to that. Now, Aaron is a pastor. He's a street preacher. He's a U.S. Army veteran of 8 years, a combat engineer. And he's been arrested. And he's facing jail time for doing two things: disturbing the peace and obstruction of justice. Welcome, Pastor Aaron Brummett.
It's good to be on your show, Vincent. Thank you for having me.
It's great to be with you. Did I say anything that was inaccurate?
No, that's the story. Let's do it.
Pastor Brummett, you're a 30-year-old guy, good-looking guy, handsome guy, and when you're on the street, you're well dressed. You do not look like a thug. You do not look like a panhandler. You know, you're well dressed. You've got a collared shirt, a solid color, a tie, a vest. I mean, you're dressed for success. You're out on the street corner, you're preaching, and you have had many encounters with Springfield's finest uniformed police officers, and ultimately a whole bunch of them, I believe maybe 10 or 12, came to say hello to you and put you in handcuffs and hauled you away. Can you tell us what's going on? Why are you causing heck, I know that when I had to hire the city police to come to one of our Get Prepared Expos, I had to pay those guys a fixed fee of $25 an hour. $25 an hour. So if you have 10 of them come just to say hello to you, We're burning $250 an hour for them to say hello to you. What the heck are you doing that is causing so much attention in the city of Springfield?
Well, I'm going to give kind of a background here first of what brought us to the arrest. And that way, those that are listening, it's vitally important that we know what's going on in our country. And this relates primarily to the issue of the First Amendment to be able to vocally stand up and be able to speak the truth in a open-air environment. The ministry that I run is called Repentance Cry Ministries. And we just go out with the purpose of standing up in public areas and giving really short messages. We do a lot of singing with hymns. We've got men and women and children that sometimes come out and help with it. And we're not like there are some groups out there that are very, very negative. We focus more on being positive. We assign crosses, wooden crosses we built that say Jesus loves you and things like that. But when we first began this, I wanted to make sure that we had a proper understanding between myself, proper communication between myself and the city. And what ended up happening, I began by sending them a fax, which had some 40 or 50 court cases that upheld our freedom of speech. And we sent the fax to every major city official, the mayor of Springfield, the city council members, several boards, permit board, and we sent it also to the chief of police, the downtown coordinator of the police department. On down the line, prosecutors, the city attorney received a copy of the facts, and they ignored that fact. So here we are trying to communicate with them, trying to show them this is what the law says. We'd like to make sure we have a proper understanding with the city before we begin doing this sort of activity. And about 3 months passed, they were utterly silent. Not one person responded to our facts. And I ended up sending my second fax, explaining to them, we've elected you into office. You're only there in office because the people have put you there. And here we are trying to communicate with you, and you will not even listen to our voice. And so I concluded the previous letter within an hour. That letter did the job. We had a call. I got received a call from the city attorney, Dan Whitmer, and he said, absolutely, First Amendment allows you to do this kind of activity, and we want you to be able to do it. So we're going to put you in contact with the permit office, Chris Straw in the permit office, and we're going to make sure that you're able to exercise your First Amendment rights. And so I sit down with the with a gentleman in the permit office, and he says, this is okay. You have to follow like three guidelines, not blocking pedestrians, don't use city power, and make sure decibel levels are within the city ordinance levels of around 75 decibels. And so with that understanding, I knew that in the day and age we live, you have to document things. And so I said, would you please send me an email with the very same things we talked about in this meeting? And he sent me an email. Actually, it took him a while. It took quite a few days. I ended up sending another email. I said, I need to have this email. I'd like to have it. Finally, I end up with an email with the what the city had told me. And I carried that with me everywhere I went when I was open air speaking, simply because I knew that was legal and that I would be able to use that to prevent oppression. It's amazing. The first Friday that we attempted this, go out and sing and do some public speaking, we were immediately stopped by the police. Here I am with the permission from the city, police stopping me, stopped for about 20 minutes, pulled me down from where I was speaking, and actually were going to write me a ticket. He had a ticket out, ready to write. I told him, would you call the city? You need to correspond with them because I have permission by email to do what we're doing. After about 20 minutes total of us being halted from our activities, finally he let us continue. And it was from there that we proceeded for the next about 4 to 5 months to go out every Friday night to speak open air in a public area, business district. And it wasn't until December that there was a change in the chain of command of the city structure. The mayor during that time frame resigned, which is very fishy in my eyes, and then a mayor we never voted for comes into power. And at that time, there was some changing going on also in the police department so that the person who was overseeing the downtown district, the individual, changed. And through all of this, they ended up not honoring their word. That's all we've wanted from the beginning is just honor your word. Don't give us your word and then violate your word. And in December, they started ticketing us, which is when we contacted Alliance Defense Fund and got us in contact with Dee Wampler, who's representing the case.
And so fascinating. Go ahead.
From there, this is kind of the background so people understand that we have tried our very best to... We're very courteous people. We're not out to create problems. We really want to have good communication channels with the city. But they have, from the very beginning, violated that sort of communication by not responding to faxes, by not sending emails in a timely manner, and by then violating that word, the very first attempt after we had permission, violating that by having police officers threaten to give us a ticket. And so from December on, we then come up more towards the present. We just continue to get tickets, violation of their word over and over again. We realized that it was getting very serious, and we knew that it was in the summer, or in July, that it really started heading the wrong direction, and the city obviously instigating all of this. Instead of working with us, they chose to just violate their word continually. What happened in July, June and July is when they actually, one particular evening we'd come out, I started taking a video camera with a decibel counter to see what levels all the concerts were at and all the other loud noise downtown. And we found video documented four concerts that were at over 105 decibels, which is above not only the city ordinance or their permit, but the city started creating permits that were against their own ordinance, saying they could have 100 decibels of volume. There's no ordinance that allows that, but they started writing permits with that kind of volume. And then these concerts, four of them, back to back, different days, were at over 105 decibels. So,
okay.
Where,
Pastor, hold that thought. Hold that thought. We're going into a break, and we've got about a half a second delay between you and me. So we're going to have to take that into consideration. Pastor Aaron Brummett, Springfield, Missouri. I'm Vin Finelli. This is USAPrepares.com. Pastor Brummett was arrested. He's facing jail time.
And the winner of fallback pricing is... you. The results are in from Freeze Dry Guy's You Be the Boss, Tell Us What You Want Us to Put on Sale campaign. After getting phone calls, emails, blog, and Facebook comments, nominating your favorite freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods, you the people, you the bosses have spoken. We the staff at Freeze Dry Guy have listened, as we've done since 1970. So now, one item and one entire line of food are on special sale until the end of October. The entire line of popular non-GMO and gluten-free foods are 20% off. The Family First Responders Kit, loaded with delicious freeze-dried foods like hearty beef stew, lasagna, and mouth-watering strawberries, is roughly 30% off. Go to freezedryguy.com, that's freezedryguy.com, to order or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, and make your own deal. Thank you, boss!
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
That's Aaron Brummett with us. Pastor Aaron Brummett. And we're talking about his arrest. And one of the things that he was arrested for was violating the city ordinance, disturbing the peace. And Aaron, you said that you had agreed to hold the noise level to 75 decibels or below. Let me just share with the class what that means. Normal conversation, just two people talking, is 60 decibels. 75 was the ceiling that you were allowed to reach. 85 decibels is average traffic. A rock concert is 110 decibels. The concert going on in Springfield that you measured was 105 decibels. And a loud, very, very loud macaw parrot, as Tom was telling me during the broadcast break, is 120 decibels. I mean, a jackhammer is about 110 decibels. So what we're talking, let's see, a jackhammer, about 120. Chainsaw is 100 decibels. So, and a jet airplane, about 130. So you are way, 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 way below all of that. And my understanding, Pastor Brummett, is that when the police came, they literally stole your equipment. They took your decibel meter. They took your battery-powered PA system. And what else did they take?
The first situation, which would have been in the summer, they took a Bible, a bunch of some literature that we had in a box. They took our decibel counter, so we could no longer count our decibels, and they took they took over $500 worth of our church possessions without a warrant on that particular situation.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so they, and do they still have that equipment?
They do, and they were supposed to have returned it after that situation, and they have not returned any of the things they've taken.
Have you checked the local pawn shops to see if they sold it?
we have not.
Well, I'll tell you what. As this broadcast continues, I'd like you to, if you do, have some of the telephone numbers that maybe a little bit later as we get toward the close of the broadcast. Share with us some of the phone numbers, and maybe we can call the people involved and tell them that we've had it. We've absolutely had it. We don't like it, and we want your property returned, and we want the charges dropped and the case dismissed, because you're actually facing jail time for disturbing the peace and obstruction, right?
That's correct. And over $1,000 in fines, many thousands of dollars if you count the now it's some 13 or 14 tickets that we have been written.
13 tickets, and are they all for, what are they for?
All of them are for, except for the last event, all of them have been for just peace disturbance, for exercising our First Amendment rights. And the last ticket that we've received was obstruction of justice, which is baloney. All they've done is they have written a obstruction of justice for us simply holding on to our possessions while they were stealing them. And so we stopped the police from trying to steal our possessions, and we get taken off to jail.
It doesn't sound like obstruction of justice. It sounds like resisting theft.
That's exactly right.
You know, Aaron, when you came to the meetup, I'd like to share this with our radio class. When you came to the meetup, people came, after you spoke for maybe 15 or 20 minutes, people came up to me privately and they said, "Where's his church? He's our guy. We need to go to his church," because they were so impressed with the fact that your church is not a 501c3 government regulated, locked down church, that you have resisted all that, and you're going to say whatever you want to say, and you're not willing to sign that contract with the government. And they were very, very impressed with how articulate you are, and your background as a U.S. Army veteran, a combat engineer, and you're a peace-loving guy, and yet you've gotten thousands of dollars worth of tickets, your church's property has been stolen, and you are a staunch defender of the right of free speech, the amendments, the Constitution. We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family. Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our family's health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338, 1-888-213-4338.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, Pastor Aaron Brummett is with us, and he was arrested for preaching on the streets of Springfield, Missouri. And it's outrageous. He was arrested October 4th. Aaron, would you tell us a little bit about what that arrest was like?
Absolutely. On October 4th, we had gone out, as we had done for many, many months, on a Friday night to the Park Central Square area of Springfield. And we had a group of people that wanted to come out and help us with it. The location that we set up on was in the proximity of a concert that was going on. But we set up in a location the police had previously given us permission to be at 2 weeks prior at another particular concert. And so we set up at the location, began doing some singing and some open-air speaking. As soon as I began speaking, a officer named Sergeant Ringgold came up to me and asked us to move. He asked us to move to the location that we'd been at previously when $500 of our church possessions were stolen, robbed by the police. And so I told him, I said, I'm sorry, we would rather not move to that location. This location we've been given permission previously to be at. If there's an ordinance in the city that says I cannot be on this public sidewalk, we will happily move. If you can find an ordinance. And I asked him to go make some calls, come back and see me, and if he could find an ordinance. I knew he wouldn't be able to, but if he could, we would have happily moved, even though it still would have been a violation of the First Amendment. He left. I continued to speak for a short time, and he came back without any ordinance and actually did not even approach me personally. He just walked straight over to our church possession. And I realized what was going to take place, and I realized that we couldn't do anything because they have the guns, they have the handcuffs, and they feel they can oppress people with that authority that's been given to them. And so I actually walked over and sat down on the possession, realizing they were getting ready to take them. And I was actually hoping, we'd had a plan previously that if that sort of thing happened, there was a gentleman in our group that was going to just, while I talked to the police, he was just going to take our small little 12-by-12-inch battery amplifier and walk away with it. But as soon as I sat down on it, this officer in a very oppressive way, I could tell that he didn't like the fact that we were challenging their unlawful act. And so they pulled me back, several officers, put me in handcuffs for simply touching my own possession. Never touched an officer. There was never a fight, never any violence. So I'm in handcuffs. Another pastor who is actually, he pastors a church just outside of Springfield and Seymour, Anthony Mays, he's a very soft-spoken gentleman. You never see him raise his voice, but he realized how unjust this was, and he walked over very, very slowly, put his hand on the on our possessions, and looked the officer in the eye, Sergeant Ringgold, and said, "This is unjust. You know this is unjust." So they pull him back, put another pastor in handcuffs for just talking to a police officer. I'm in handcuffs now. Another pastor's in handcuffs, and we realize there's nothing you can do. You're at the power and the control of the police officer, whether they want to keep the law or violate it. They have the handcuffs. It was very uncomfortable. I'd never been put in the kind of handcuffs they put me in, and they twisted my one hand sideways, my other hand the other way, and the handcuffs didn't have a chain running between them. So it was, you were trapped in the position they put you in. And so my arm was all tweaked sideways. I'm sitting there calling out to a young Christian girl in the church who, her name is Erica Parker. She realized how injustice was, and she wasn't going to let us go to jail alone. And so, bless her heart, she, sweetest girl in the world, she just grabbed hold of the equipment and with a vice grip and will not allow them to take the church possessions. I began, mm-hmm. on the video, you can watch this, I began calling out to her to just take the video camera because I didn't want her going to jail. I didn't want any woman to be treated the way they treated her. And so she just kept holding on to it. The officer, Sergeant Ringgold, almost breaks her fingers, ripping them off our own possession, stuff that belongs to us that we paid our money for. And she tells the officer, "Why are you putting your hands on me? I've done nothing wrong. Why are you touching me like this?" And she then does take the video camera and starts videotaping everything that's going on. We thought she was going to be okay. There's no way they would oppress a female in the way they did. And while she's videotaping, on the video you can watch it, they walk up to her and tell her, "You're under arrest. Put your hands behind your back." And so they then put her in handcuffs, rip her arms behind her back, put her in handcuffs, bruise her. We actually took pictures of the bruises. They actually physically harmed her and bruised her. And then she was crying. She was just, a very sweet girl. It was such a tragic thing to be happening. She just starts crying there on the spot. And because of that, it really hurt me inside. I mean, you can mess with me all you want, but when you start hurting other people, you've got a serious issue on your hand. As a soldier in the military, that is something that, for me, if I watch that happening, it makes me a whole lot more upset than I would be otherwise. And she then Bless her heart begins singing hymns. She sang Amazing Grace. She stops crying and just realizes, well, I better rejoice. I mean, you're counted worthy to suffer with Christ. And so she begins singing. And at that point, I realized we had a huge audience around us, now about 100 to 200 people wrapped around us in a circle, in a, just civilians, 12 police officers, pulled out to arrest two pastors and a sweet Christian lady, all the, obviously, the taxpayer money that went, wasted taxpayer money to oppress Christians. And I began actually just speaking, just my voice. I began speaking, just quoting some scripture to the audience. And as I was led away, the final thing that I was quoting was the hymn, "What Can Wash Away My Sins? Nothing But the Blood of Jesus." We're then taken over to a paddy wagon, which is, I've never been in a paddy wagon. It's like an ice box. They had a dividing line of women and men. They throw Eric on one side, throw me and their pastor on the other side, shut the door behind us, and we're trapped inside this criminal paddy wagon. And Erica once again begins singing hymns. And so all the way to jail, we sang hymns, which I think really shocked the officer who opened the door and released us to take us into the jail itself. And so in the jail, we were there for most of the evening, and we had our mug shots taken, violation of privacy, iris scans taken, and we were arrested for obstructing an officer from stealing our possessions. I just like the truth. That's what really happened. We were arrested for simply not wanting the police to take things that belonged to us without a warrant. On the way, being taken to the paddy wagon, we were never read our rights, our Miranda rights. We were never given any of the legal rights that we should have had as citizens of the United States of America. And so the police officers violated the Constitution, state Constitution, and a number of other laws in this unlawful act.
Well, let's see if we can get some of these cops involved fired for a lot of things. Number one, they're using handcuffs, but not just handcuffs. They just don't want to keep your hands behind your back. They want to torture you with these handcuffs. So they've got specially designed handcuffs to really make it painful. Now, it's not like that you were in a shootout with the police and you were a bad guy. You're just a preacher on the street corner. Now, obviously, someone called and complained about you because you must have been, doing something that was competing with maybe some big business, or the police just have it out for you. But the bottom line is, you have a right to do what you did, and they do not have a right to arrest you, and they do not have a right to put you in torture handcuffs, the three of you. 12 cops show up to arrest three people in a peaceful demonstration. It's outrageous. So who are their names? Let's get these guys fired. Who are they?
Well, the head of this particular act was Sergeant Ringgold. So that would be the primary one we definitely want to focus on. But the chief of police is very much a part of this as well, Paul Williams, because he is responsible for allowing the officers to continue to oppress us over a long span of months.
Okay. Now, Ringgold, R-I-N-G-O-L-D?
Yeah.
Okay, Sergeant Ringgold, do you have any telephone numbers for him?
No, but I've got a telephone number for his office, which I can give.
Okay.
Which is the Springfield Events Coordinator Office. That number is area code 417-864-1810.
Okay. 417-864-1810. That's Sergeant Ringgold's, R-I-N-G-O-L-D, his office. He needs to be fired, absolutely fired, for abusing and breaching the public trust, using handcuffs that he should not be using. He could say, listen, Pastor, I got a problem. Let's sort this out at the police station. Even that is over the top. Asking you to climb in and go for a ride with him would be way over the top. But putting you in these torture handcuffs, is unacceptable. He needs to be fired. City Council of Springfield, I hope you're listening. I hope you're listening. You need to fire Sergeant Ringgold right now. Now, what about the chief of police? We need to fire him, too. Paul Williams is the chief of police. Do you have a phone number for him?
The chief of police, I've got a number here of 417-864-1797.
Okay, chief of police, Paul Williams, he needs to be fired. 417-864-1797. 417-864-1797. Now, what number is that? Is that his office number?
That, I believe, is either his office or home number.
Oh, okay. His home or office number, 417-864-1797. Chief of police, Paul Williams, he needs to be fired. Now, next we're going to get the city council. We're going to get the city council involved, and we're going to make sure these guys get fired. We want people who represent us and protect and serve, not haul us away and torture us. That's what we want. We're sick of it. Sergeant Rangel, you're on notice. We want you gone. We want you fired. Chief of police, we want you.
And the winner of fallback pricing is you. The results are in from Freeze Dry Guy's You Be the Boss, Tell Us What You Want Us to Put on Sale campaign. After getting phone calls, emails, blog, and Facebook comments, nominating your favorite freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods, you the people, you the bosses have spoken. We the staff at Freeze Dry Guy have listened, as we've done since 1970. So now, one item and one entire line of food are on special sale until the end of October. The entire line of popular non-GMO and gluten-free foods are 20% off. The Family First Responders Kit, loaded with delicious freeze-dried foods like hearty beef stew, lasagna, and mouth-watering strawberries, is roughly 30% off. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com to order or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, and make your own deal. Thank you, boss.
In times of disaster, internet and mobile networks will go dark. A wealth of online information will be completely inaccessible. Now, imagine the most extensive survival and disaster preparedness library ever created, with information for every possible scenario still available to you without online access. That's the survival key. Ben Franklin said it best. By failing to prepare, you're preparing to fail. Get your survival key at GetSurvivalKey.com. Quite literally, the key to your survival. GetSurvivalKey.com.
You're the kind of person who makes smart choices and is always prepared. That's why the PrepMart.com is perfect for you. Cook a great backyard meal with steam in about an hour with the Can Cooker Jr. Normally $74, on sale now for just $64.95. It's great for camping and emergencies, and batteries are on sale. Up to 10% off our low prices right now at ThePrepMart.com. Great customer service you can trust. Get prepared at ThePrepMart.com. That's ThePrepMart.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's top?
Why
are
you got your
take my when you go to the for 2 seconds?
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Here's a special announcement for Sergeant Ringgold and Chief of Police Springfield Police Department Paul Williams. I'm going to give out a telephone number. I'd like you to call me and tell me your side of the story. 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. Let me give that to you again. 866-582-9933. Give me a call, and we'll put you on the radio, and you can tell us your side of the story as to why you handcuffed two pastors, stole their equipment, won't give it back to them. And class, let me tell you this. Here's your assignment for right this very minute. I'd like you to put both hands behind your back and the backs of your wrists together, okay? And I want you to just sit there. Just put your backs of the wrists together with your hands behind your back. And let's do that for the next 10 minutes. And let's see what that's like. Now, that is the position that your hands are going to be in if Dutch handcuffs were used on you. Those are the handcuffs that don't have a chain between them. There's an immovable mechanism between the right and left hands, so you cannot turn your hands at all. They are locked in that position, and you're against steel, pretty sharp edges, not sharp enough to cut you, but very, very uncomfortable. I'm outraged that they would even own such a device of torture in the city of Springfield, Missouri. And just for approving the purchase of those handcuffs, the police chief, I believe, Paul Williams, should be fired, and so should Sergeant Ringgold for deploying them. Just for that alone. Aaron, when's your court case? We need to pack the courthouse.
The first court date we're going to have, which we definitely would be very grateful for anybody who would come and be a part of just letting the city of Springfield know that this is utterly unacceptable and detestable in the Bible Belt to be taking place. The first court case is December the 13th. It will be in the municipal court in Springfield, and that would be we would be very grateful for those that would come out and support.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I mean, all you have to do is sit there. Even if you think Aaron should go to jail for preaching on the street, I think you ought to hear this. I think you ought to see what happens. Because, class, you're next. You're next.
That's right. One of the things that I mentioned in the meeting we had Monday, it's important to understand that this freedom that is being taken right now from those that are religious people, I understand they're many people from different types of religions on the program, and we're for everybody having a voice. This is not just the Christian voice. It's for everybody to have the freedom to be able to speak, and we respect every other person who exercises that right equally. The issue here with this this particular situation is that we want to be empirically equal. So we've gone out and to see what everybody else gets to, what kind of volume they get to use. We're more than happy to be much lower than them, but yet the only person who's getting arrested and getting ticketed is the Christian situation. And so it's completely about the fact they don't want certain messages, not just religious messages, but political messages. There's messages they would much rather not spoken politically on the street corner. And someday, when it comes time for the police to be putting people into train cars and taking them off to concentration camps, you're going to wish that you stood up for the freedom of speech now. Because when it comes time to stand on the street corner and speak the truth and nothing but the truth, and that freedom is missing, you'll have very little ability to spread the information to other people about what's going on. And so we're really here to guard the freedoms of all people. We stand with the founding fathers, John Adams. I love what he said. He said, the jaws of power are always open to devour, and our arm is always stretched out, if possible, to destroy the freedom of thinking, speaking, and writing. There's people that do not want us out there speaking the truth. George Washington said, if the freedom of speech is taken away, then dumb and silent, we may be led like sheep to the slaughter.
Class, if you'd like to contact Pastor Aaron Brummett, there's a link on page one on the website, column four on the bottom. It says Pastor Aaron Brummett, street preacher, Springfield, Missouri. Wow. Wow. Let's pack the courthouse and let's show them that we are not going to yield our freedom of speech in the United States of America. Springfield, Missouri, December 13th, Municipal Courthouse. Be there. I'll keep announcing it. Pastor Brummett, thank you so much for being with us. I'm Ben Finelli. Please stay tuned for hour number two of USAPrepares.com.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Stanowski, author of Evology. Trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z, 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.